We're saying that Lao's party was actually a
Yeah.
flash party, was supposed to be a flash party in Greece, which was something really similar to the Bitte party in Austria, because some say that Bitte would never make it to parliament and all those things. Both parties proved that they are not flash parties and that they express. What do you think about that? Is the long-term flash party, is it just disappointment, or is it maybe just upcoming and we will see central parties like the socialists or like the Christian Democrats?
So, I had a feeling that the big parties, the historical parties from 1848 in Germany, for example, that they are not any longer are the parties of the people with more than 50% together. I think this time is over. There are more and more small parties, and so it's easier for them, also for far left or far right, to come into parliaments. Because you need big coalitions. You see in Netherlands or so, there are a lot of small parties, the Party for the Animals. They have two or three seats, I thought, in the last election. But I think there are more and more small parties with concrete issues, like the Pirate Party for freedom in the internet. And I think there are a lot of these parties who come, into the parliaments and also into the governments. So it's not only a phenomenon of the right wings that they come from small parties to big parties, because 10% are not so big or so much, but 10% are, yes.
Should be the
I
same.
think these 10% of the right wings are crucial for governments and for parliaments, because the established parties, the traditional parties, have only 20% or 30%, so they need parties with 10%. 10 or 20 years ago, they had 40 or more percent alone, so they don't need small right-wing or left-wing parties, and they are not so important. But this changed, I think.
Matthew?
Okay, I think that there's not one simple answer, and one has to take into consideration a whole lot of factors. For example, Europe is following America. So America had a Bush administration for 10 years, almost 10 years, and it was the Christian right-wing government. This is maybe this is moving to our continent right now. So we have to take this into consideration. Then we have to take into consideration that Europe never actually made it to form itself into political unity. So this had a great effect on the European identity. It was never formed. And while this was happening, it was interrupted by neoliberal policies, and now people are living into conditions where goods are moving free, but people are not moving free. But people do move, on the other hand, because what could they possibly do? And so this whole thing is causing fear. We have to take that into consideration too. Then we have to take into consideration that, as I said before, the evolution of the far right, of the fascist parties during the 20th century. And having said before that, the two main directions that the far right wing took during the last 50 years, and one of them was the populist parties, then this is evolving, and it's changing quickly, and it's changing the political agenda. I think that this is going to become stronger and stronger during the next at least 5 to 10 years. And and then again,
No, it's okay.
when yeah, I guess that's what's happening. We're not gonna end with Laos and politicians, populist right-wing politicians like or fascist politicians. I think that what has happened to Italy, well, Italy is a special case though,
Yeah.
but there's a few things that we can see coming in Greece and other countries of Europe too. For example, I was starting to tell you just before the story of the Hungarian far right wing party called Jobbik. So this is a very interesting story. I hope I have the time to tell you that. Jobbik was a movement. It was not a party, and actually it was a students' movement. It started in universities by right wing students, and it was a party against the gypsies, against the Roma. So that was the issue of the party. It was a one-issue movement. So the movement turned into a party, and it ended up, during the last elections, to get something like 15% of the votes. But not only that, it not only turned into a party, but it also had the power to start something like a paramilitary organization called the Guard. The Hungarian Guard. So the Hungarian Guard are people of the party, but are guarding the neighborhoods. Something like that is also happening in Italy. And guess what? Something like that was the proposition of Laos Party here in Greece during its last Congress. So this thing is changing. And I insist that we're going to see more and more changes as the relation of the relations of these parties with the people are becoming deeper and deeper. They're going to change the political agenda and put more and more, typical Nazi or almost Nazi ideologies into their speech. For example, Laos here introduced us to what it's called an organization that it will accept unemployed people. It will look something like a military thing.
Yes, so, quite similar to military.
I think that we're going to see more and more happening, and it's urgent. It's really, really urgent that the left will be able during the next 2 or 3 years to give strong answers to this thing.
Okay.
I'm not very optimistic, but it has to happen.
So maybe what one, I one hope the, is that the right wing won't be that strong in the future, because I was seeing myself 2 days before the Euro elections saying that I'm really, really afraid that the right wing is getting stronger and stronger. My hope is that the left will give the answers, or maybe give better answers than it is giving right now, so the right wing won't be that strong. This for both, for Greece, for Austria, and for Europe, because if we have something like right wing that strong, I do not think that we will have a strong Europe.
And the question is that going to be what kind of left will that be that will be able to give proper answers? I mean, to give.
That's a good question.
Will that be a liberal left, for example? Liberal in the sense of rights, social rights, and human rights? Will it be, parties that deal with issues like anonymity on the internet and the climate change, or will it be, the lower classes, the traditional left, socialist or communist left, that will give these answers, or will it be a mix? Because Michael said it earlier, and I wanted to comment that all these parties, they seem to express parts of the middle class. And not part of the lower classes, but the traditional left is aiming to be the expression of the lower classes, workers and the lower classes. So that's going to be the interesting question for the next who knows how many years.
Michael, for closing.
Oh, closing is difficult. I try. One additional to the Hungarians, the guard is closed. I don't know if you noticed that. This is, I think, good news that the Hungarian guard is closed by court. But of course, Hungary is a special problem with Fidesz. They have a party with more than 30% on the right wing. So this is really, really difficult. And this anti-Romanization, so the brutal against Roma is also Hungary and also in Austria. We feel that especially here in Graz, there is at the moment a debate on Roma Bettler, was sind denn wieder Bettler? Beggars?
Beggars, yes.
There's a debate on beggars from Roma. So this is, of course, a special problem, I think, in Europe, which is not part of the really right-wing debate in Europe. I had the feeling, because when I look at France and Germany, it's not the the left or the right side of the party, it's more the person which is in front of the party. Because in Germany, with the new left party, you have Oscar Lafontaine, which is a really populist on the leader of this party. And the successful rights have always strong leaders. In Austria, HC Strache, there is Cornelio Tudor, Christoph Blocher in Switzerland, Philippe de Winter from Belgium. These are always strong persons who are really famous themselves, not as the party, but with their personal success, they promote their party. And this personalization of politics is maybe the problem for the left and the win for the right, because they have the stronger people. Jean-Marie Le Pen won his election nearly alone years ago. So I don't know if only politics can change this European context. Maybe it's
about persons.
Yeah, it's persons.
It's not only parties anymore.
It's important to say that these old persons that you mentioned are all media figures, strong media figures.
Yes.
Strong rhetoric skills, all of them. Strong rhetoric skills.
I'm not so sure about the rhetoric abilities, but they're certainly regarding the media, they're doing very, very well. And that's interesting to see that, the left is not just economics. It's a cultural movement. It's not just to give more money to the poor or to give more rights to the middle class. It's a whole cultural shift that has to be done. And that's why it's difficult.
So, guys, I thank you very, very much, both of you.